Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord?
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show and Sunday Morn Praise. Today being, of course, April the 18th, 2021. Hope you all are doing well, and I hope you all have just been having just an awesome time. Especially yesterday. I hope yesterday was a great time for you guys, and every day is always a great day for you guys. So, isn't it nice to know, Carmen, yeah, I was just thinking a few moments ago, as he was singing that song on our intro, he has been up with the Lord now, as of yesterday, for 2 months. It's hard to believe, my friend Carmen. God bless him, and Dana, his lovely wife, we're continuing to pray for her. And what a blessing his family is to me and to others. All right, well, we've got a Bible devotion today called A Glorious Opportunity. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Find that in the good book of Psalms, chapter 104 and verse 31. Friends, you know C.D. Studd, he was a famous Cambridge cricketer and missionary pioneer. He had wrote the following couplet while he was a student at Cambridge. You know what he said? He said, only one life, 'twill soon be passed. And that's what Christ did for us. Amen? Amen. You know, life is a glorious opportunity if it is used to condition us for eternity. If we fail in this, though we succeed in everything else, our life will have to be a failure, right? There is no escape for the man who squanders in his opportunity to prepare to meet God. You will never live this day again. Once it is gone, it is gone forever. So how do you spend it for yourself or for Christ? Remember what he has done, for Christ will last. Amen. Amen. And you want to make sure you have him in your heart. All right. Now, before I get ready to start playing some Sunday morning praise, I hope you guys are getting coffeeed up. I hope you've had your big breakfast before you get ready to take off to church or watch church online. Again, please social distance. Hopefully most pastors are doing that at their churches, and I don't know if they're requiring masks or not. But anyway, I'll leave it up to all my pastor friends up there and the congregations how they handle things. I want to remind you, you can always email me up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, the iHeartRadio studio, anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, okay? And there's other all rays. If you can't find me on any of the networks, go on Google or ask Google on the voice audio. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll find every one of them there, guys. And I appreciate it. The more the merrier you share our podcast. Here's another Carmen. You know what? It's time to what? PTL. It means praise the Lord. Good morning.
Yeah.
Amen on Sunday, more in praise. Hello, everybody. Good morning. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Sunday, more in praise. Yes, that's right. Today, it's hard to believe. I'm sorry, October. Listen to me. Where are you at, CA? April the 18th, 2021. Oh, my goodness, how time flies. You know what I mean? All right. Well, how free are you? Well, Newsboys reminds me, and I know I am free. Go out and praise the Lord. Good morning. Sunday morning praise on iHeartRadio. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Dead will rise. Through you.
You go. That's right. Britt Nicole, Gold on Sunday Morn Praise. And you can catch that only this Sunday and all the time on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, IMCA, at the rim or at the steering, like steering a ship here, aboard Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas on a very nice day. It's going to be in the 60s today here in Fort Worth, so I hope you guys have some beautiful weather as well. My other Bible devotion for this Sunday is The Hand of God, it's entitled. Now, if you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 84 and verse 11, Scripture reminds us, no good thing will He withhold for those who walk uprightly. You know, in the midst of sorrow and trouble, which last year was a lot of that with COVID-19 and everything, this life has many blessings and elements that have come from the hands of God. In fact, if you think of the blessings we are so easily take for granted, life itself, preservation from danger, every bit of health we enjoy, every hour of liberty, and the ability to see, to hear, to speak, to think, and to imagine. All of this comes from the hand of God. Even our capacity to love is a gift from God. Most of all, God has given the gift to Christ. What should our response be? We can put it in all one word. You know what that is, right, friends? Gratitude. But how do we show our gratitude? By giving back to God a part of what He has given to us. So my question to you is what have you done lately to show gratitude to God for all that He has done and all that He is doing for you in your life? Amen? Amen. Well, I'll tell you from my end, is that God has done a lot for me that I'll never be able to repay back. But I know one thing, He's answered a lot of prayer, and I'm a believer, and I believe in Him. He is my source. He is my energy. He is my strength. He is my comforter. He is my what? Deliverer. Amen. Amen. This song is all you guys when you're down and out. It's an old Al Benson song by popular demand on Sunday Morn Praise. Listen to the words. I know, you know, hey, I know a love.
Seems like a night.
Amen. Have you been changed? That is by Jordan Felids, and he's got some great music that we do play here from time to time on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Now, on Sunday Morning Praise, now I've got three more songs I'm going to play. The next one is Get Back Up by Toby Mac, and then I have another one, Sinner Saved by Grace, and then we're going to close out with Carmen, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, and we'll lead off in prayer. So here we go, T-Mac. We did a T-Mac special. If you guys get a chance to go back to my podcast, you can catch it from yesterday. Here's my friend Toby. And you can get back up. Go for it.
I can say, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Isn't it nice to know, as Carmen says, the ones that have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we have decided to follow Jesus. I'm very thankful, and I'm so glad that my late friend sings that song, and I love playing his music, and what songs that he plays, you know, by many artists that just touched my heart. And as I got blessed here at Faith Studio One, is he was singing that, it's kind of like an altar call. If you have decided to follow Jesus, now is the time. As the late Billy Graham would say, right now is the time. And if I can help you, email me, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me on our Facebook page. Click on the message button, and you can reach us. We've got prayer partners. If you're not able to reach me via text or via phone call or via email, I got a ministry team, the Morning Brewer Christian Podcast Ministry Team. They will answer your, we will get you taken care of one way or another to help you. And we are here to serve, love, and help others. Okay, so let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for a Sunday. Thank you for another wonderful Sunday morning praise. And Lord, we just pray that you just be with us as we get ready for the upcoming week. Watch over, God, and protect us, the ones that are low. May they wind up getting picked back up, and may their cup be filled with you. For we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA getting ready to saddle up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all enjoy your afternoon and enjoy your week. And I hope you catch a lot of my podcasts this week on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much, and y'all have a great day. Bye for now.